Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. It's amazing how it all took. All it took for the rest of the pack to catch up to the SEC was players getting paid legally.
I wouldn't say the SEC. I'd say the top. I believe Ohio State and Michigan and Florida State. And I believe they USC. I believe there's been plenty of them out there paying folks now. I mean, Phil Knight didn't just jump on the scene in Oregon. I mean, hell, he's been on the damn sideline for a minute now.
Ain't nobody got no money like Texas Indian.
There's no doubt. That's why I'm so disappointed at Arkansas right now. I mean,
a good win.
You know, it was a good win. Quarterback played well too. It's all about him. I loved watching. I'm talking about the program.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to right now, man. You can take everybody else's 4 and 5 stars that they bench. You can take them suckers. You can pay them. Come to your place, man. You can get them Tysons and Walmarts and JB Hunts and Stevens Inc. Man, get all that money in there. You can pay just as much as anybody in the damn country.
Yeah.
We over here jacking around.
Yeah, no, I know, especially it's tough because to me, the biggest surprise of the weekend, we talked about it a little bit there at the end, but the biggest surprise of the weekend to me was it's all of it. Not just that Florida State beat them, but they beat the hell out of them. And it was clear from the jump. Like, it was a little bit like, oh, okay, they're going to be able to play with them. Then it's like, oh, no, like they're going to dominate this thing. And that's where it really is. When you talk about you can get players anywhere, like what Florida State had last year at the quarterback position, it should never happen to them or any schools like it. Should never happen to them. And it was clear right off the bat, Clint, Florida State had a huge advantage at the quarterback position in this game. And the kid from Alabama played hard and played tough late. But it was clear that dude was much better than what Alabama had to run out there. He played like Texas would have beat Ohio State if they had that kid playing. That kid was at, what was he, at BC last year?
He was at BC last year, and Bill O'Brien got sideways. And Bill benched him. You know, he was playing well. I can't remember exactly all the details, but for some reason, he got sideways with Bill, ended up quitting. He was done, and transfers to Florida State. And you know, the best part about this, I love what Florida State is doing. And look, it's personal. I like Mike Norvell. I like him. He's an Arkansas guy. I played at Central Arkansas. I know him. So I want to see him do well. I damn sure don't want to see him have the worst year.
You don't mind his coordinator, do you either?
My man Gus Malzahn, another Arkansas guy, man, and I'm a big fan of his. And then this Thomas Castellanos kid comes up from BC, runs from Bill O'Brien, the old square peg round hole king of them all, O'Brien.
Talk trash before the game.
Talk trash and said that Nick Saban ain't here to save him. And then that Florida State team goes out there and manhandles an Alabama team. I ain't never seen an Alabama team, man. Look, the Tyler, let me know. My first big college game my sophomore year, we went down to Tuscaloosa and we beat Alabama. And they weren't Nick Saban's Alabama, but they weren't no pushover. They weren't soft. They did not – like that Alabama we watched Saturday was a rough – I cannot believe that's a Crimson Tide. I mean, Kalen DeBoer has got to be on the hot seat right now. Got to
so
be.
You think it's that and it's, bad?
Yes. You can't – I mean, he better be lucky he's got a
Greg McElroy said he shouldn't be on the hot seat.
You're crazier than hell, Greg. I mean, look, like getting beat, no problem. I ain't got a problem with you getting beat. You got the biggest shoes in college football, maybe history to try to fill. I don't have a problem when you get beat. When your team quits, when your team lacks physicality, when your team doesn't hustle, and they were known for setting they were the gold standard for all of those different things. That program is going to hell in a handbasket with him, and they're softer than hot butter. They quit. They weren't physical, and Florida State fed it to them.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna tell you. Look, I mean this seriously, heart attack. And I do like Gus. No, Gus Malzahn, like him. What that dude's been able to do, like you want to talk about in today's world of creating a physical offensive line, Like, think about what he did with, like, Darren McFadden and Felix Jones and Peyton Hillis at Arkansas. Then he goes with Cam Newton at Auburn and Nick, I can't remember.
Yeah, the quarterback.
Yes. I mean, his ability to go places and in today's game where you don't do a lot of hitting in camp or whatever, to create an offensive line when he's given equal to or greater than talent. He goes out there. He's put more offensive lines on the field that will just absolutely road grade you than a lot of people. Definitely at places like Arkansas and Auburn, and now the Florida States of the world. Man, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, that was wild. Like that was it was just
Florida
like,
State for real.
Yeah, in that conference. Yeah, I mean they got. I think Florida State, Clemson, and Miami. I think Clemson they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And SMU, they all had SMU good over there, I think all of them look pretty good.
Yeah.
That ACC looks a lot different than
that's really the winner of week one, right?
Yes.
I mean, as you talk about, Carson Beck looks to be the real deal and even better at Miami than he was at Georgia, which that was between his girlfriend leaving him, his Lamborghini getting stolen, and him looking like he's.
Well, it just never made sense that Florida State and Miami just didn't have.
Oh, dudes. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
But they went and found quarterbacks, which should be easier to do now in this day and age. Like, I don't know how. That's my big thing with DeBoer. How is that your quarterback situation?
Which one's that?
The Alabama.
Ty Simpson?
Like, how is that your, at least coming in to compete, your quarterback situation? You're at Alabama. We saw what he did with Michael Penix Jr., And what he was able to do over there in Washington. He's won everywhere he's been, but that, like, it feels like he has been there 2 years and not had quarterbacks that allow him to do exactly what he wants to do with his offense. None of that offense in 2 years looks like anything they did at Washington.
Yeah, well, he definitely doesn't have Michael Penix Jr., but he is, I mean, look, I think Ty Simpson's probably a better fit to do what Kalen DeBoer wants to do, just technically, mechanically passing the football, better passer of the football. But he just got his guys let him down. I mean, that was, I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked watching that game. And I like Florida State. I was shocked that Florida State was manhandling them boys the way they were.
I would like to say, to the Florida State, it was a big, big day there for them in Tallahassee. Their fans should be ashamed. Now they're getting a stupid little fine for what they did. But Florida State should not be storming the field. All right, listen, the three of us, and I know Tyler may disagree, but the three of us are all fans of universities of, you beat a top 10 opponent, damn it, you're the type of university where your kids get to go and run on the field.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I've told you I don't love the storming the courts or the fields, the safety thing, but You, Arkansas, Kansas, and A&M, you go beat a top 10 team, you get to storm that bad boy. I know Florida State went 2-10 last year. Florida State is not a storm the field program. I'm sorry. Bobby Bowden is rolling over in his grave somewhere.
And they say,
what about Jimbo? What about Jimbo, man?
They're storming the. You beat the number 8 team in the country. You manhandle them, you storm. They had time to think about the storm. I'm sorry, there's just certain universities aren't.
You ever watch Bobby?
I know. Hey, Texas, you go to Texas, you don't get to storm the field. That's taken away from you. You go to Baylor, storm it. You go to LSU, you don't get to storm the field. You don't. You've beaten Alabama a bunch of times. You don't storm the field. You don't.
I think it's fair.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I think you make a great point. There are certain universities.
What if I told you?
That don't get to do it.
I mean, you wait till you win it all?
You win it all. I mean, you're probably at a neutral site.
Yeah, so you can't do it?
Yeah. You. If you are a blue blood or blue blood adjacent, where you regularly beat top 10 teams, game day comes to your place a lot. Oklahoma, you don't get to storm.
Fair.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's fair. Well played.
That is, I couldn't believe they ran on that field like that. It ain't been that damn long. Hell, you were just 13-0 a year ago.
And didn't make
it. 2 years ago. You're Florida damn state. Deion somewhere pissed.
They came back with that old,
Tell you, man, Kansas beats West Virginia. Storm it. I don't even care what they're ranked. Storm the damn thing.
Be the top 25. Let's ride, boys.
I tell you what.
Who's going first? Don't hurt yourself going over the wall.
If Houston walks into Lawrence next year in the basketball arena, and they walk in Allen Fieldhouse, and they beat Houston, and any of them bastards decide to try to get into an aisle, they ought to be stopped. They ought to be beat down and taken away. No, yeah, you don't storm at certain schools.
That's right.
UCLA, storm. Storm the Rose Bowl. USC, sit your asses down and cheer in them stands at the Coliseum. You gotta be kidding me. I can't believe they ran on that field like that. Are you kidding me? Peter Warwick is somewhere rolling around. Peter Bowler has just lost it. What you got coming up?